It's that time of the week, time of the month, because fuck, they've been so busy, like just doing heaps of stuff one after another. So busy. The boys are in town to recap the round. They'll look at some stats, throw in some facts. The rumors will fly, the jokes will be dry. Poor Reese will cop a ribbing. Oh, he loves it, he loves it. Kick off your shoes, forget all your blues. It's Annie and Pete Train Show. The Annie and Pete Train Show.
Hey lads, welcome back to another edition of the League Weekly Wrap-Up, or monthly wrap-up, quarterly wrap-up, half-seasonly wrap-up. We've only really done this one this year, so who knows? It's definitely a dying art, but hopefully we can get back to a few episodes of Piggers and Andy doing their finest work. I suppose since I'm putting this together, I'll kick us off. Question one, how has my season gone? Well, I'd say my season's been pretty good. Pretty good. Throwback to Circus Dean in, what, 2018, maybe? I'm top of the ladder at the time of recording, so pretty happy with that. Top of the ladder, I think I'm fourth for total points, so, you know, deserved to be towards the top. Had a few really good picks in the draft. Pretty happy with my team. It'll be good, you know, come finals time to get Tom Stewart back. I think he's a big gaping hole in my shit defense, because we all know Zeebs isn't going to churn out 106 every week. So I really need Tom Stewart back. But overall, very happy with my season. Is it the season where I do it? No, because it's me. But happy to try and, you know, cause a ruckus in the finals and maybe stop Joe from winning his third one, because we do not want Joe winning.
G'day, boys. Another community pod. Thanks, Gibbs, for putting it together, because I definitely CBF, especially with all the demanding everyone to get it in, that I Siebs with. So what's the first question? How has my season gone? Yeah, not great. I think my first three picks have basically been pretty dismal. Titch has been an absolute disaster. There's no way around that. Duncan has been pretty average, but slightly improving towards the season, end of the season. And then Bont in third, who I took over Neil. I had the choice. Look, he's definitely picking up too, but that's not been good. He's been carrying injury most of the year. So that really hurt. And then Tim English, my best pick, has missed half a season. It's either a ton or it's not playing. Yeah.
Well, fellas, it looks like it's another community pod. Everyone seems to be rushing to get those submissions in, so I thought I'd jump on the bandwagon and get one in myself. Another fun, tense year of basically complete parity, with the top game winner only being six games clear of the bottom game winner. It's what makes our league great and also fucking annoying, because I just want to make finals. Anyway, let's hop straight into the question, shall we? How has your season gone so far? I would have hoped to be in a better position. Early, my team was god-awful and picked up a little bit, dropped a little bit. I got pretty unlucky with injuries this year. During games, like a few, I think I counted four players got vested in the first quarter through injuries. So that cost me a couple of wins. I got lucky with one or two, and I just had a big pumping score. So I'm rolling in on a high, but, you know, I'm probably going to be facing Winston in the chin, and Grundy's going to go off for a 190. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Question one, Reese. How's my season going? Up and down, to be honest. I think I won the first four games and then I lost the next four. started off the season pretty well in first place, scoring well. Then, yeah, injuries hit, COVID hit, illnesses hit, and slid back down middle of the table. Then leading into the bites, I think I won another three or four games in a row, and I'm currently in another slide. So sliding down from about third spot down to seventh as we speak. And yeah, a couple of games out from losing my final spot, so I really need a win in the next one of the next two games. But yeah, very, very topsy turvy season for my team.
Hey guys, it's Gaz. Still on the old community pod. Hope everyone's been well. Yeah, we'll just jump straight into them. How's my season gone? Yeah, pretty happy with how it's gone. A couple of good DPPs, Parker, Libba, definitely helped the old upside. Just feel like I need a bit of that motto.
Hey lads, it's Yang here. Yeah, my season's gone fucking terribly. And deservedly so, because my draft was absolute trash now that I reflect back on it.
All right, we've got a bit of a league special here. So I've got Abhishek Verman here. We're out for Andy's birthday, and he has wanted to do his submission while we're all in the beers. So, Abs, how's your season gone so far?
Pretty good, mate. I'm pretty happy with it. A few injuries here and there, but I think I'm building a great team, and as long as I can get one more win, I'll make finals, and I reckon I'll be a real threat. So, pretty happy with it otherwise.
Awesome. Hey boys, Simo here. How's everyone going? Just doing my part for the pod. Can't be getting another penalty. That meme penalty was pretty bad. So, yeah, just doing my part. Right, let's start. How has your season gone? Well, I would say that early on there, didn't get much cotted. I think my team was struggling a bit. But since probably round 8 or 9, I've been very, very cotted. I think I'm on a 5-win streak at the moment. And second on the ladder, so not too much to complain about. I think I'm only behind Reese by a few points. So it's going good. Hopefully it continues. The cotted continues right up until the premiership.
Okay. How has your season gone, Mr. Goat? Yeah, pretty well. Obviously top of the ladder most of the season, so I'm pretty happy with that. A few injury concerns of late. Guan, Daniel Rich. But, you know, if those boys hold up, I'll hold up the trophy. Simple as that.
G'day boys, Mato here. Recording the community pod for Reese and all you lads. Committed here, just waiting for the train. And so number one, how has my season gone? So I'll say it's vastly improved. I'll say from after I drafted, I didn't feel too bad. Then in the early rounds, just shit hit the fan. Nothing really went to plan. If I bring up my team here, had a few injuries, nothing really went, got dubbed the first bye, deservingly so, I felt at the time, and kind of, as always, once I hit that bye round, everything's just kind of turned, and my team's come good. So if I look back towards the start of the season, yeah, just nothing really worked. McRae was, my midfield was horrific, had too many Hawthorn players, like Amira, Warple, Scrimshaw, Hardwick. I've got rid of all the Hawks players, and once I've got rid of them, except Moore. Moore's been really good. The rest have been all trash, and everyone else has kind of stepped up. So lots of changes, a few trades. Looking at my team now, from round one, I think I've only got, well, let's count the changes. It's probably easier. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 changes from the starting 17. So that's massive. And I guess that's why I'm actually doing all right. I'm pretty confident I'm going to make finals. I think I'm 5-1 in my last 6 games. So, no, gone really well so far, and let's jump on to question two. Be back shortly, lads.
All right, boys, let's get this shit over and done with. Wote here. Let's go. See, question one, how has your season gone? Dog shit.
My biggest draft regret would probably have to be Titch, you know, in hindsight, obviously. I was pretty happy at the time. I didn't think his role would be so impacted so heavily, which is just crazy. And then choosing Bont over Neil, that's also really hurt me. And probably have a couple more wins if I hadn't have done that. So those two, those hurt. Sarong, maybe, but, you know, in hindsight, I don't think that was actually that bad a pick. It was more that I just could have got him a bit later. There wasn't that much better players on the table.
Biggest draft regret would probably have to be taking either Whitfield or Adams. Probably could have had a much better midfield if I'd just gone back-to-back mids and picked up Brayshaw or Laird or Walsh, any of those boys. Whitfield hasn't really been great.
Question two, biggest draft regret. I'll have to pull up the list and have a look. I know I took Sidey quite early. I think I took him in like the fourth round. And looking at the list now, you know, there were some good forwards such as Taron Thomas and Lechad still available. So I suppose I could have got one of those instead of Sidey. Other than Sidey, I think Gunston, I suppose. I mean, he was pick 14 or whatever round that was, pick 16. Yeah, he's clearly passed it in terms of fantasy relevance. Maybe Zeebel in the, what is it, the sixth round. You know, there's a few other good players there. I didn't obviously have the perfect draft, but it was overall, it was pretty good. So not too many regrets, but yeah, probably Sidey.
Question two, biggest draft regret. Wowee. Well, it wouldn't be Steele. Marshall's kind of coming good towards the latter end of the year. And Kelly has been pretty serviceable, about a 106 average for my third pick, so pretty happy with that. Then we get to pick four, Chad Wingard. All preseason, talking about running him through the midfield. I don't think he's seen one CBA, so had to get rid of him pretty quickly. And then Jackie Lukosius, who, you know, people, I should have probably watched at least one preseason game when he was basically playing full forward thanks to the Ben King injury. So those two kind of effed me in the butt.
Biggest draft regret would be Aaron Hall at, I think, pick two, second round. So yeah, old man hammies, can't even get on the field, costing me bloody one of my bench spots, one of my three precious bench spots for half the fucking season.
Question two, biggest draft regret. Definitely Dusty Martin. Thought he'd have a big season coming back from his injury last year. And especially with him kind of slimming down and maybe having a renewed focus to kind of get back to the top. But yeah, didn't foresee the, or didn't really hear about the news about his dad passing away. So the first 10 weeks of him partying up in Sydney didn't really help my fantasy team. But yeah, now he's got a hamstring injury and I've had to drop him because I've haven't carried a healthy bench all season, so I've had to drop him just to hit the 1200 last week. So hopefully he doesn't play for you, Troon.
All right, Abs. Question two: biggest draft regret.
Biggest draft regret: taking Maynard over Ben Keys. I was actually literally tossing up about it on the day, and I took it, and it was shit.
Yep. Yeah, that is a disgusting pick.
Biggest draft regret. Looking at my team right now, probably Gaff, I would say, picking Gaff, although he's still got a bit of time to come good. Probably shouldn't have dropped Buddy as well. He looks like he's been pretty consistent this year, so probably regret dropping Buddy, but I've picked up enough good forwards, I think.
Two, biggest draft regret, everyone.
Okay, welcome back, boys. Marto here again. Question two for Reese. Biggest draft regret. All right, well, looking at the team, route back to the team for round one then. Biggest regret would have to be, like I mentioned just before, too many Hawks players. I hate the Hawks. They're shit. We all know they're shit, except more in my team at least. I was really glad to offload Amira, drop Warple, that piece of crap. Scrimshaw was all right, but during the buys, I couldn't carry him anymore. And now I've got so many great defenders. But anyway, I won't get into that. Yeah, so biggest regret, too many Hawks players. Won't make that mistake again. Cheers.
Two, biggest draft regret. Nah, the GOAT tends not to regret much. I mean, gun to my head, Dominic Sheed, but nah.
Look, premiership favourite for me may surprise, but it is the Lou Deanies. Yeah, Simon Lou, the Flintstones. I just think the pickup of Himmelberg, Darcy Cameron, some of his players, oh, it's just, he's been killing it this year. It's showing on the scoreboard. He's in the top four. I think this might be finally his year to break the shackles of the bottom four and take it all.
Premiership fave. Probably have to be Gibbs or Joey, depending on what Gorn's doing. If he can get some form back, I'd have to say Joey. Otherwise, I think Gibbs is a good chance if he can shake off the curse.
I think the premiership favourite would be no one. No one deserves to win it this year. Everyone's team is fucking shit. Nah, I'm kidding. It's a close year, I think. I think anyone can win it. I'm not sure who the favourite is. How the fuck is Reece Gibbs on top? Is this another heartbreak story? Yep, I think so. I think this will be. Yep, Clayton Oliver injured this week. Yeah, I will see. I actually have no idea who will win the premiership this year.
Question three, who is the premiership favourite? I'm going to answer this in two parts. I think the premiership favourite is Winnie. And the reason I say this is that there was an athlete once upon a time called Stephen Bradbury who, you know, won gold off the back of everyone else falling over. And I'm predicting that it's not going to be called the Stephen Bradbury anymore, and it's actually going to be called the Winnie Orbell. So everyone leading into finals is going to get injured. He's somehow going to get more than 4 points a game and make finals and just cause a ruckus and win. But we all know that isn't actually going to happen. In all seriousness, I think, to be honest, I as much as I don't like to say it, I think Joe's going to get his third prem. He's the GOAT, or he thinks he is anyway. Yeah, I can't see Joe losing. He's so confident. He's definitely confident in his ability. And I just think that Joe just has what it takes to go for the three premierships and become the official GOAT of the league.
All right, Abs. Apart from me, question three, who is the premiership favourite? Hopefully not Robbo over there.
It pains me to say this because I picked him for a fucking Chen in the original pod. But Joey is going from strength to strength and it's bullshit.
So you actually think he's going to win?
I think he might. I hope he doesn't, but I think he will. It's bullshit.
I think
halfway through.
I think there'll be a mass exodus from the league if Joey Joey wins. What do you reckon, mass exodus?
Mass exodus, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Agreed.
Yeah. Fuck you, Joe.
Question three, who is the Premier favourite? Now, this is an interesting one because, honestly, anyone can win the Prem, anyone can win the Chen, except people that have already escaped the Chen. So there's been some pretty competitive teams this year. Joe Burke from nowhere, like the biggest surprise packet. His team was such a pile of shit on draft night and then all of a sudden whipped themselves into shape pretty early in the season. Reece's team, very consistent, travelling well. Treon, if he can make finals, will be like an absolute contender. He's put up some massive scores and just gotten pretty unlucky this year. Knackers has even had a good team. It's really everyone. Simon's coming in hot with Lairdy rolling deep. Tony's going backwards, but who freaking knows if Bruce ever gets back into the team. No, I think it's genuinely anyone's to win. So it's going to be an interesting final series and also Chen playoffs.
Question three, premiership favourite. It's got to be one of the top four in Reece, Simo, Joey or Gaz. Everyone's got their flaws. Reece has no back line now. Simon used to have every ruck on the free agency list, but that's kind of evened out a little bit. Joe, who knows? Once Gorn kind of comes back to life, you'll be back in contention. But yeah, probably Gaz at this stage, I'm rooting for you. Anytime you can get a captain in Callum Mills getting 17 tackles or whatever, then going to be hard to beat.
Number three, who is the premiership favourite? I think Troon. I mean, he's put a lot of points on the board in 2022. So if he can sneak into the four, he's got to be the fave.
Hey, g'day lads. Mato here. Question three. Okay, who is the premiership favourite? Oh, premiership favourite. I really can't say Joey. Like, I just remember his draft, look at the start of the year. He's really started to crumble as well, so I can see he's no longer top of the table come round 17. He's dropped two spots, 1-4 in the last five rounds. I'm going to back Ludini. Why not? He's 5-0 in the last 5 weeks. His overall score is competitive, definitely right up there. And of course, I'll say I'm definitely having a sneaky chance climbing up the ladder and only, not doing too bad. But I'll back Simon Ludini to get in there. And he's got COVID at the moment from last we heard. So I hope you're recovering well, Simo. Good luck. I hope you dominate. Cheers.
Who is the premiership favourite? I'm going to go and say, as much as it pains me to say this, but I'm going to say Joey. I'm hoping this mozzes him pretty badly and he has a spectacular failure in the finals. So, yeah, I'll say Joey.
Who is the premiership favourite? Probably... Ooh... I'm going to say Gaz. Very well-rounded team. A lot of DPPs. Team's basically all mids. So, going for you, Gaz.
G'day, lads. Mato back. Question four. Who's the dark horse? Oh, I definitely got to back myself in here, don't I? If I look at the top eight, just genuinely look at the form line. After Simo, who is the next best in form? And everyone else I can see looks pretty shonky, except myself. 4-1, charging up the ladder. Like I mentioned before, really 5-1 in the last six. So, been travelling well ever since post-buys. And most of the buys as well, to be fair. So, I'll back myself in. And hopefully can make a tilt at it this year when I was already, the undubbed minor premier top scorer last season. Take the cake this year with a bit of luck. Cheers.
My dark horse has to be... Treon, not really a dark horse, just is battling to get into the eight. Hopefully not at my expense. If he gets there, then he's got to be the dark horse. Otherwise, I'm going to go with Shardo. We know Shardo's got, the Mato luck that we love to talk about. He's got a decent squad, and they're firing. So that plus the bye, like being the bye is really, really gives you a leg up unless you're winning. So GG.
The dark horse would have to be Joe Burke for the atrocious draft, but saved by I don't know, fucking having his dick kissed. Yeah.
Dark horse. I'd have to say Troon or Andy, depending on who makes it, if Troon can make it. It's been pretty unlucky all year, so just one of them need a bit of luck. They can definitely knock anyone off.
Question four, the dark horse. Let me pull up the ladder and have a look. Oh, definitely has to be Troon. I think total points, he's got definitely locked up, and he's not in the eight. So if he makes finals, yeah, he can definitely cause a bit of a stir and potentially win the whole thing. So Troon, because I'm in finals, I don't want you to make finals. And also Pickering could also be, you know, factored into the dark horse category because he has got a couple of huge scores recently and looks really threatening.
Who is the dark horse? I would say Simon. His team seems to be doing well. Sick Dog, probably the pick of the draft in round 7 or whenever he got him. Himmelberg going back, that was a good good waiver wire pickup. Don't know what's going to happen to Cameron with Grundy, but Laird is like the fourth highest averaging right now. Parrish will be back for finals, so I think he's looking pretty good. I think he could definitely be the dark horse this year.
All right, Abs, question four. Who is the dark horse?
The dark horse, if they make the finals, I'm going for Pickers or Treon. Both those two teams have been pumping of late, and it's bullshit, but...
Troon having a Gibbs-esque season to an extent. Pickers having a couple good weeks.
He's had a very good one.
Not sure what he's doing this week. But yeah, no, good choices.
Question four, dark horse. Going to put Troon into this one. Almost reminiscent of Reesey from 2017, if I recall. Top scoring for the year, potentially missing out on finals. But I think if Troon, if you can make it into the top eight, you'll be definitely a dark horse with some of the humongous scores you've scored this season. But I think if you miss the eight, then you'll have a pretty easy first week of the Chen playoffs, and you'll put your feet up after that.
Who is the dark horse to win? Oh God. Don't know. Gonna say Troon if he makes the finals. Points four, pretty good. Just needs to get there. He's been pretty unlucky so far.
Who's a dark horse? I don't know. Whoever gets kissed on the dick on any given week, there's a few there, tell you what.
Who is a dark horse? Probably the ever reliable Troon is the dark horse. He's a bit unlucky to be sitting ninth. At the moment, he probably deserves to be top four. I don't know how he's ninth, but that's just, I guess, fantasy for you.
The Chen. Ooh. There's some real shocking teams. Obviously, there's Winston Orbell. Has to be odds-on favourite. But, you know, there's Yang, who's not having a good season. Was quite surprised by his draft. Really, really struggled in the draft. And I suppose Pickers is, if he doesn't make finals, he's also a chance. But I can't go past Winnie Orbell. His team is just so shit. Wow. I don't think I've seen a worse team in league history other than when Coombe won the premiership off the back of Gary Ablett having a ridiculous season. And I think that was also the season he had three Carlton players, including Andreas Everett, in his back line. And he won the Prem. I could be getting seasons mixed up, but it's funny anyway. As for...
I think I would win the Chen. It's me or Winnie. We're by far the worst teams. I reckon I'll be in the dance, though. So, yeah. I reckon put me down for that.
All right, next one. Who will win the Chen? Well, I think, unfortunately, Winnie has got two hands and one foot on the Chen. Unless Grundy comes back and is pumping out 150s, I don't see how he avoids the Chen.
All right, Abs, big question here. Question four. No, five. Sorry. Who will win the Chen? Are we next the to him? Chen. Is he right here?
I think I'm looking right at him. It's got to be him. It's got to be no one else. It's Tone. Yeah. Nah, definitely Winnie. I mean, what is he, like 500 points behind or something like that from the next person? It's something ridiculous. So.
He's no good.
He's had a bad year.
Who will win the Chen? Me.
Number five, who will win the Chen? It's got to be Winston Orbell.
Question five, who will win the Chen? That's an interesting one. Obviously, Winston, you're the only one that can't make the finals at the moment. So everyone down from ninth, Troon, Bickers and Yang, you can all make the finals still, so it'll be hard to pick. I think Chen races in between Winston and my team, because it looks like I'm going to lose the next two games, and if I do that, then Troon or Pickers is going to take my spot. So fingers crossed, don't get to that stage, but it'll be great if it's not me.
All right, boys, Nardo here. Let's go. Question five. Who will win the Chen? The Chen found. And let's look down the bottom end of the ladder. I must say, it's pretty tight. From below me, I'm a couple games clear now, but we've got Troon. Somehow he's down there, still battling for top scorer. But, so Troon, Pickers, Ben, or Winnie. We've got to go to Warr. Like, he's not even trying. Like, I played him last week. He was short a player. Didn't replace them. They're not even that good. He's just given up. So I think it's about time he definitely claims that Chen. And I reckon we might have to rename the Winnie instead of the Chen. The Warrant. So, yeah, good luck, Winnie. And it's all yours.
The Chen, that's an easy one. One word. Warrant. That's all.
Look, the Chen's somewhat tightly contested. I think Winnie's going to get Grundy back, which should help. So he's obviously odds-on favourite for that, being the Wote. That would really confirm the Wote status, the double Chen. But, we've got a few contenders. Tony Chen, if he slips into the bottom four, he's not looking too shabby on the old points four measure. And otherwise, Pickers, the people's favourite for the Chen Fountain. he can really have some down weeks. Apparently he can have some up weeks too for the first time ever. But yeah, we'll see. Winnie, odds on.
Should Winnie be relegated? Yeah.
Should Winnie be relegated? Oh. On performance, yes, but I like Winnie. I like you, Winnie, so I'd vote you to still to remain. Thanks, boys. Actually, now that I think about it, due to the ongoing performance issues, we should probably just give him another year and put some KPIs in place, and maybe next year if Winnie doesn't achieve a finals berth, then something needs to be done. All right, I'm out. Peace.
Should Winnie be relegated? No. We all love Winnie. He provides great gags in the draft with his lack of confidence. But the funniest thing was, this was the draft. He was confident. He was so happy with his picks. And look what's happened. Maybe Winnie, you need to come back to the draft next year with that same worried look on your face, question every single pick that you make, ask for advice from the others, and see how you go. I think that's your weapon. You can't be confident because look what happens. You're really battling. You're probably going to win the Chen, and I feel bad for you. But no, we don't want you relegated.
And Winston, relegation. Another easy one. Nah, no relegation needed. just needs a little bit of extra assistance like North. So the compensation pick, I think, is a good idea, but it comes at a price. Like, he just has a punishment, something extra for the old Woat to look forward to.
All right. So, following on from what we just spoke about, should Winnie be relegated?
Should Winnie be relegated? No, I don't think so. He brings a lot of value, I feel.
Okay.
I need someone to beat every time I play them, so that helps me. But also the draft. He brings a lot of value to the draft.
What about... I thought about the relegation, because they're like, people have said to me, who will we relegate him to? Why don't we bring back Steena, Robbie, and Coombe, and Russo, and they can have their own mini relegation league
in a pre-season.
To promote to the big time.
Have a draft in the pre-season, and then the winner goes through.
Why not?
So imagine maybe some players getting put on ice halfway through the second quarter because they're done.
But no, you don't think you should be relegated?
Nah, okay. A lot of value.
Do you have a...
Question six, should Winnie be relegated? Now, it's a great question. In short, no, because I believe he provides good banter and also is a pretty easy team to beat, except I lost to him this year, as he keeps referring it to as his grand final, which is really frustrating because it's fucking absolutely given me a kick in the balls to my season. Nah, I don't think he should be relegated. Also, who are we going to bring in? Bloody, I don't know, Kate Longdon? We bringing in Matilda Burke? Like, who are we going to bring in to replace him?
Question six. Should Winnie be relegated? Definitely not. The comedic relief that you provide the league pays for itself. So, yeah, the way that you can, I guess, work to free agency, make sure every week you drop your best players and you pick up the worst possible combination of players to play for the week and underscore each time is a testament to yourself, Winnie. So yeah, definitely keep that up. Hopefully one day you might have an anomaly and make it to the top four. But yeah, your value to the league is unmatched, Winnie. And you're kind of following in the footsteps of legends like former by legends like Robbie Kerr and Elliot Coombe. Hopefully you stick around and don't pull the pin like they have in the past.
Should he be relegated? Relegation's a bit tough. Maybe we can look at like getting not a priority pick next year, but like an extra 18th pick for Winnie. Maybe that's something that we could do for him.
Should he be relegated? Probably not, just because of the nature of our competition and competition surrounding us probably doesn't facilitate such a policy. But he should have to do a nudie run through Queenstown, that's for sure. And he ends up at Winnie's, and maybe we throw him a towel or something, and he proceeds up to the nightclub, has a few sodas, with us all, of course. Nudie run into big night at Winnie's.
Should Winnie be relegated? I think now that we've got a few three-year-olds, we should be able to get someone in there that's, a little bit better than Winnie. So I'm all for the relegation system. TT.
Mato here. Should Winnie be relegated? Question six. See, he's too good for the league. Love you, Winnie. Love your contributes to draft day on and off the field. And, on field, your performance has been pretty horrific. No one can deny that. But, he's seen better years, and I think he can definitely get on the improve. Really, the real question is, if he was to get relegated, who are we bringing in? And what's the upside in terms of it's a pretty competitive league already? I like having Winnie in the crew, and I'll stick up for him to hang around. But he's got to improve. Maybe put him on the performance plan. He's a good source of pens, so that's always good for the kitty. And pretty happy with the crew we've got. Cheers.
Hey guys, I've got a bit of a tumour here. I'm not sure if I'm more amazed or, you know, shocked, because it could be epic. It also could be fucked up. We all know the backstory, Maeve. Cheeky sesh with Reese. Don't know how she used that bathroom though. But the tumour is, we know that Reese is looking into the draft games for 2023. And I've just seen this little something scribbled on his pad called Soggy Maeve. So, yeah, let us know how you feel about that one, boys.
And last of all, the rumour mill. Kind of following on from the old Winston relegation. Rumour has it the full-strength dickheads are in the market for a new coach. Also looking to relocate to Tasmania for the next season after a few disastrous years. Currently no takers. Watch this space. That's all from me, guys.
Rumour mill. Haven't heard a lot of rumours recently. One, actually, I think was that I heard, could be a little bit of a tumour to it, that Reece wasn't creating really enough buzz in the league, and he's essentially hired a date. I'm doing some nice air quotes there, to go out with on a Friday night, just so he could get COVID again and really create a bit more buzz as it's coming up to final series, and also give off the air that he's going on all these dates. Ooh, big old playboy Reese heading out on dates to Garden State, catching COVID because he's out so much with all his dates. Bloody Hugh Hefner over here. Well, I don't know if there's many other rumors here. Joe Burke, I think he kind of maybe might have sold his soul to the devil to turn his team around, because as his team's gone up, Bitcoin's gone down. Now, I don't know if there's any direct correlations there, but I think there could have been some form of trade-off that happened behind closed doors in a place trapped far away from humanity, because he's just trying to find a balance here, Joe. It wasn't going to be both. It wasn't going to be both. That is for sure. Anyway, boys, love to hear from you all again. Community podcast, as much as we seem to begrudgingly put them in, it's always an absolute blast to listen to. So hopefully everyone gets their submissions in, or if not, they cop some fines. And yeah, hopefully I'll see you in the finals. If not, I'll see you boys in the chin.
All right, so question 7, rumour mill. We're just, I'll put it out there, we're on the beers, stomping ground, fine establishment, pies got up, Nick Dacos kicked 3, but over to Ab's rumour.
The rumour mill, the rumour mill is that I might be thinking of a new roommate next year at the draft. I think Marto might need to pick someone else, that's my rumour.
That's huge.
Rumour mill. So I've heard a rumour that Reece, since getting COVID for the second time, he's developed a new symptom this time. He's got yellow fever this time around. So lock up your daughters, especially you, Tone. That's all I've got for the rumours, boys. Hope you enjoyed that. Look forward to listening to all your other thoughts. Hopefully no one else gets COVID, but most likely you will. Peace out, boys.
Yes. Rumour mill, none. See ya.
Hey lads, Marto here. Last but not least, the rumour mill, or the trimmer mill. Churn them out. Let's see what's churning around there. So what I've heard on the down low, they've tried to keep this very secret, one of the lads. And basically, as you all would have seen in the last few months, this financial year, it's been rough out there in the investment markets. And as you know, a few of the boys love to dabble. They love to have a bit of try their luck, especially, as you know, Joey being the founder of Bitcoin and getting all the lads in, personally guaranteeing it, is very, very heavily invested. And we know he's been very confident publicly, but on the rumour mill, I should call it, we're hearing he's actually shat his pants and sold out. He has gotten rid of all of his Bitcoin. He sold while high, to be fair. Took a little bit of a dip, but he sold a few shares, and then when it dived lower, he saw the end was nigh, and he's completely jumped off board but not told anyone. He's still making the same claims. You go have a couple of drinks with him, still be living the high life, you know, but as you've seen, he started to rent out the Tesla because he knows he's just not going to make his money off his Bitcoin, and he's got to find other avenues. So he's trying to outsource, getting some other, using the income from those Bitcoins. So he's still done pretty well overall, and he's trying to do what he can. So, yeah, you heard it here first, lad. So you better, now that the truth's out, Joey, you don't have to hide it anymore, and you can just be a bit more honest, mate. So cut the crap, basically. And, yeah, that's all I've heard on the Truman Mill on this set. Thanks so much. Big shout out to Reesey for putting his hand up while he's got the spicy cough and the double pen and the delegation. And, yeah, really appreciate you putting the pod together. Can't wait to hear it. And can't wait to see everyone this Saturday for Andy's party and go Cats. They'll take the premiership out this year, no doubt. Yeah, no chance. But, yeah, I look forward to seeing you all soon. Cheers, Mudo out.
Rumour mill. Look, I did hear on the grapevine that I'm being inducted to the Dream Team Hall of Fame. So... I'm starting to pen a little speech there. Greatest of all time, they're calling me. But look, until that's official, I don't want to spread that rumor any further. So we'll leave it there.
All right, so I got a little bit of a special here. We're out on the sauce for Andy's birthday, and I decided to record for the pod. Enjoy.
All right, I've got the honorary unofficial league member here. We're out at the Impy. Josh Cooper, what's going on? How are you travelling, mate?
Pretty bloody good, mate.
Pretty good, yeah.
Look, the footy was on. We've got their Kangas. They've got their first win in a long time. In the old losing streak, but Winston's pretty happy. Yep. He's got a boner, and it's pretty small.
And... how do you think the league, how's it gone this year? Like the latter placings, you know, what's your take on it?
Well, look, I mean, I've heard that Pickers is pretty bad at it.
Yep.
Like everything in life, he's shit. He's shit at games. He's shit at that. And yeah, I mean, Winston also, I've heard he's pretty shit as well.
Yep.
Bottom of the ladder, that's all I'm hearing. Yeah.
What do you think of Gibbsy being on top of the ladder?
Gibbsy, to be honest, it was unexpected, but you know what? We'll see what happens.
Joseph Burke, he's a short favourite to take it out. What do you think? What do you think about him?
But the odds are that it's 20-1 at the moment, and potentially potentially Winston Norbell could come from behind and get a couple of wins.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. Sweet. Well, mate, hopefully we will have you in the league one day. You would be a great
if you're lucky.
Yeah. All right, we would love to have you. We just need to push the competition out. And yeah, Josh. Josh got the stone of wood. All right, well, lovely to have you on the pod, Josh. And yeah, next person. All right, so I've got Miss Blatter here. Mrs. Sepp. How you going, Nads?
I'm going really good, Gibbsy.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on tonight, Andy's birthday, the league season so far? How is hubby travelling? Hubby, wow, that's weird. Is that still weird for you?
It is definitely very weird.
Because I haven't really chatted to you tonight, so this could be a long one. So, you know, let's just get it all out for the boys to hear. Let's get it all out.
Well, I have been calling him hubby for the last 7 years, so it's nice to do it without looking like a retard, because now it's official.
Cool.
And yep. On Friday, we just hit 3 months marriage. So, been married to Seth for 3 months, yeah.
Wow,
I know,
that's actually crazy.
So, I've been married to the defending champion of the league for 3 months.
Defending champion?
Pretty good feeling safe.
How is he going in defending that championship this year? I must ask.
Look, I think he's pretty good. Wasn't a good choice to make Blunt captain this week, but that's all right. We'll move past that. But I do think the trade that he made...
Danger and...
No, not Danger with Abby.
Oh, Who knows?
Who knows?
He made a trade and it worked out quite nice, quite nice, Gibbsy.
Okay, all right, cool.
All I want is a Carlton win tonight.
Okay, you want a Carlton win?
As the last birthday present for him.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I want to see Mardo just storm out of the rooftop of Imperial with tears rolling down his face. And his glasses fogged up with tears.
But you know, Mardo just has that luck where Cats will win. Because it's just Mardo luck. We all know Mardo luck exists. Cats will win by 2 goals. He'll walk out with that smug smirk on his face. It's just what Mardo does.
Oh, I think just Mardo's shadow, mate. I mean, that's just the bottom of it.
Exactly.
Mardo's just, exactly. he's just been,
exactly.
He's just been kissed on the,
kissed on the old, yeah,
yeah, kissed on the duck. I'll be a little bit ladylike. Look at him, he's having a teary. He's heard his name, he's having a teary.
Yep, cool. In terms of, will Andy make finals? What are your thoughts? Will he make finals? Really challenge the big dogs up in the top eight.
Oh, if he does, he'll scrape through. It won't be a stupendous slip in, but I reckon he will.
All right, I'm going to put a play to you. Andy's in the Chen Fountain playoff.
Oh.
The siren goes.
Oh.
He is 2 points up. And then there's an adjusted score
where
he loses a kick. But are you celebrating before the adjusted scores this time?
No, I have learned very carefully. We celebrate after the adjusted scores comes in. Now, there was an incident.
Did that put strain on your relationship? I must ask.
Look, he may not have looked at me like a 10 out of 10 that night, but that's all right. But that was bullshit because adjusted scores came in very, very delayed. And
adjusted,
you know it gives you.
Adjusted scores are legit.
They should be coming in straight away.
No, because they are watching the game in delay, checking. So they do it live and they do it in delay to check.
Gibbsy, you are shit, mate. Let me ask you something, Gibbsy. Have you ever won?
Top of the ladder now. 2 point, total point scorer twice.
No, it's not really my question now, mate. Let's go back to this. How many years have you played in the league?
A while? I don't know.
What's a while, mate? Are we talking about 2 years?
10, maybe? I don't know. What have we gotten to now? Shit, I don't know. I actually cannot ask a question. I mean, answer your question. Fuck, I'm host. Answer your question. I cannot answer your question, but no. Not sure. Okay. Who will take it out this year? Who's going to take out the Prem? If you want to know, like, the top four, it's myself, Simo, Joe, and Gaz. There's the top four. Mardo's fifth.
Honestly reckon it'll be between you and Bert.
That would be a disgusting grand final weekend.
Like the other one that happened a few years back. When we thought you were going to be absolutely in the running to win it all.
And Winnie broke my heart.
You were top scorer that year.
Yeah.
I reckon it'll be between you and Elon this year.
Wow. Well, there might be fists thrown if that happens. We'll settle it then. All right, Naz, it was lovely. Do you have any other comments on anything?
Oh, I just can't wait for Queenstown. I've always wanted to go, and I just really can't wait to get down there next year.
Wait, what? No, boys trip. What are you doing?
Yeah, but I'll just do the usual. I'll just tag along.
Are you gonna?
Because I want a Ferg burger.
Are you gonna room with Inno and do the whole like, you know, the side trip and let's meet up. Is that what's going on?
I may be walking down and going, oh hey boys, what are you doing at Ferg burger?
It's going to be your hens and bucks all over again. How are you at the George? All right, lovely to have you on. It was a long one. This will really pump up the podcast. Thanks, Nads. All right, so we're out at the Impy. As podcast compiler, I thought I'd just get a bit of everyone's thoughts on what's going on here and just what's on people's minds. I've got Slobbo next to me, a.k.a. Robbo, a.k.a. Bitcoin Markets, Joey Burke. What are your thoughts on everything? How are we travelling?
Well, I'm travelling well, yeah. Top point. Yep. I should be top of the ladder. Fucking Rob.
Definitely shouldn't be top of the ladder.
But I've had a good year. I mean, what's interesting is, like, Winnie's had a horrible... I know there's a lot of talk about demotion. I think the shame is enough. I think he's feeling it. He's very depressed. What do you think?
My thought on the relegation is, let's bring back Russo, let's bring back Robbie, let's bring back Steen, let's bring back Coombe, and let them fight it out in like a relegation to get back into the top league. That was my thinking.
We could create some kind of like just poo competition where they all play off to earn their stripes and come back to the real boys.
Because clearly they want to be back. Like, why wouldn't you want to be in the league? It's just, you know, the hottest thing going around.
Oh, it's esteemed company.
It's brilliant. Yeah. What do you think of Will Pickering as a bloke? I don't know.
He's a fine bloke, but he's the luckiest. If we're talking fantasies, he's the luckiest man I've ever come.
But he admits that he got lucky in one premiership, I think. He's lucky to beat Troon, he said, yeah. I don't know about the other one, but he said he was lucky to beat Troon. I don't know.
No, but he's just been lucky. Every year he seems to just make
avoid the chance. Yeah. All right, well, Mr. Burke, it was good to chat. This will be going on the pod.
Thanks, Mr. Gibbs.
Alright, so I've got Sepp himself here, the commissioner. We're all out at the Impy, having a few drinks. Here's his birthday celebrations.
Pretty hoes.
What are your thoughts on life, the league, and we'll get to my other question later.
What's the second question about? Because I got a lot of thoughts on the league.
I want to hear your thoughts on the league, but we'll get to my second question later.
Look, the league's pretty good. You know, there's a lot of gags. We could get a bit more involvement day to day. You know what I mean?
Like, it's a dying art.
It is a bit of a dying art. Resurrect it, boys. That's all. You are the lifeblood.
Yes, please.
We're just picking up our drinks.
Yep, that's G&T out there. And vodka, thank you. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Very good drinks. Cheers. Good drinks.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So continue. Sorry.
Look, boys. The reason why our league is so fucking good and everyone's so envious is because every motherfucker gets around it. You all do. Obviously the draft. We all get around the draft and that has to continue forever. And only you can keep that going. But the week to week, when old mates out and old mates or any of us, old mates out on the sixth week after draft, you know, anyone out, Hit him up. Go for a beer.
Yep. Always hit him up.
Gibbs is like, I'm hosting, you know, the granny party, the Chen Fountain party.
Get around it.
You're just sitting there going, I've got nothing on. I'm gone. Let's do it.
Definitely.
Do
it. Brotherhood.
Just get around it.
I've got two questions for you. All right. So I've been thinking about the Winnie relegation question. All right. Let's bring back Robbie, Coombe, Russo, Steen, and Winnie, put them in the relegation and then let them fight it out for the last spot. What are your thoughts?
Look, I'm for relegation so long as they're equally committed as Winnie. He has full strength _ pointers. Whatever the pointers is, you can sub it for mids, forwards, dickheads, whatever it is.
It's always full strength something.
Full strength something. And it's usually very shit.
Good.
I'm all for relegation so long as the next dickhead actually wants to win. Because I know Winnie wants to win, he's just sucking a point us.
And I think my second question, and I've got two more questions for you. Josh Cooper, where does he fit in the whole mix?
Very good bloke. Very good bloke.
So, league-wise,
does he know footy enough?
He knows Dustin Martin.
Can he print out a Dream Team Talk draft team sheet or the traders draft sheet?
I'm sure he knows how to print a document.
It's true. He is the general manager. Are you a general manager?
Are you a general manager?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Confirmation.
All right, and my last question for you. William Pickering, what are your thoughts of him as a guy, as a bloke, as a lad?
Peach is a legend. He just got to get down to the draft, doesn't he?
Yep,
he's just got to get around it.
Got to get around it.
And
get around the lads.
Look, he's legendary.
Yes.
But
potential GOAT status.
When will he win a Chen? Is it this year or is it next year?
As disgusting as it is, I actually call him the GOAT of the league. Purely because two prams, no Chens.
I mean, it's hard to dispute.
Yep.
So long as he still is in the league, he's still at the draft, and he's still picking players.
That's it. All right, good to have you on, Seb. This will be a long one for the pod. Good chats. All right, so I got Troon's superior half here, Monica. How are you travelling?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Your thoughts on Treon's season this year in the league?
I know little about it, which is the way I like to remain.
You're not a big fan of Treon's... is it because he's not doing very well?
Do you mean the fantasy football?
Okay, so up until like a week ago, he was like top of the board for total points. He scored the most, but he's not in the top eight.
Yeah, I mean, it's disappointing. Normally, my phrase at home is that I only date winners, so it's pretty disappointing.
Have I opened a rift here in this relationship? I'm a bit worried right now. Troon, do you have anything to comment on that? No,
it's been... That expectation's been clear from the start. So.
Okay, so...
So it sounds like he's got some work to do? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, look. If he makes the top eight mon, he could go the whole way.
Okay, amazing.
Because he is, like, the second highest point scorer in the league.
Excellent.
So, thoughts on tonight? Any other thoughts? Any other thoughts you got in general?
No other thoughts. I think Treon and I just feel a bit behind in terms of drinking right now. We started very late.
Well, we all know who to blame.
Treon.
He's drinking a Guinness? A stout.
White rabbit, yeah. Dark ale.
Standard Troon. He loves it. He's trying to catch up. But he's also eating a meal while he drinks that. So, you know, it's going to be tough. All right, well, lovely to have you on, Mon.
Thank you so much.
All right, so we're pumping up the pod. We're definitely deep into the session now. I've got the ever reliable here. What are your thoughts on tonight, the league? And I got a question for you later that I need to ask you, but just how are you traveling, mate? How are you traveling?
Traveling okay. A little bit of a late start for me tonight. Not here till 8:30, so get to see everyone in full flight. I got a bit of catching up to do, so you know, it'd be like the Wizard Sticks and draft weekend. I'm all behind, and then have to find a way.
Standard Troon.
But yep. It's going well. Good vibe. Good venue choice, Andrew. It's good. It's enjoyable. The footy's not great.
No.
Flaggers are going back to just being the baggers. So that's all right. But no, enjoying it. Good league turnout, but a couple of heads missing. Where are you?
Well, that might, expand onto my next question. Your thoughts on just Willie P. William Pickering as a bloke. What are your thoughts on him as a guy? I'm asking everyone. I don't know why I've targeted Pickering tonight. Just why not?
Well, he's not here, but excluding that, no. Love him. He's one of my...
Lovely bloke.
One of my most absolute favourite people in the world.
We all love the big dog.
And we go back such a long time. And I love him with all my heart. And I miss him dearly. And I wish he was here. Please come back.
Please come to Queenstown, Pickers.
We want you there. Please. Oh, there's no quid. No, he has to. Oh, well, no. There's no... William, you're coming.
He's coming. All right. You heard it here first, Pickers. Treon has summoned you to the draft.
Truma.
And is an actual Truma. All right. We love you, Pickers.
Love you.
All right, so we're still out on the beers. It's getting a bit deeper into the night now, so the responses might get worse. Out on the spirits. Ben Yang, what are your thoughts on tonight, the league? And I got another question for you later, which I'm asking everyone, apart from Nadali, which I fucked up.
Yeah, no, my thoughts generally on the league, it's been a weak season all around by all measures from all our participants.
Especially you.
Especially me, correct. I'm not as bad as Winnie, but I don't know where I went wrong. I look at my team, it's okay on paper, but something's just gone fucking wrong.
That's
a
problem.
Probably Aaron Hall and his fucking hammies. but I'm not sure. I am, yeah. I am still contemplating what happened.
Yeah. Thoughts on tonight? Enjoying yourself?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, it's good. Kamish, it's his big day. The old man, you know. Like, it's good to just recognize that the man is old. Not as old as me, but, you know.
Hey, you're older, are you?
I am the oldest, I think.
How old are you? 33.
I know, I'm 32, but, like, I turned 32 early in the year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think I'm a year above you guys. Just from a schooling perspective.
Like, what, 2007?
Yeah.
You learn something new every day. There you go. Ben Yang, 2007, high school graduate.
But I don't look the oldest, do I?
No, well, no.
Pickers does.
Well, that was my next question. What are your thoughts on Will Pickering?
As a bloke, you know, as a guy.
He's a solid bloke.
He's a solid guy.
Look, I think he sometimes likes a bit of... He seems to enjoy a bit of a whipping. Occasionally. But when he's not being whipped... He does let loose, and I like it. I enjoy it.
I love it.
That's all I need to say about that.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Ben Yang, for your contribution. This will be on the pod. All right, so I've got Yash here. Yash doesn't even know that he's going to contribute to the league pod. Yash, how's your night going, mate?
So far, so good.
What are your thoughts on the league this year? You know, have you had a rundown of what's going on?
So I'm pretty sure Marty's pretty top tier in his league, yeah?
No.
Where's Andrew? Andy's
battling to make finals.
But who's the top? Who's at the top right now?
No. You're actually talking to the top of the cream of the crop, top of the hill last year. You're talking to him. Yeah, I'm the top.
What about Joe?
Second. He's actually okay. All right, so he's doing okay. So I'm just interviewing everyone here to chuck it on our podcast.
So what's Andrew going to come in?
He's battling for finals. He's battling
against
to make
you.
Finals. Against just everyone else.
So he's doing good.
Yeah.
So my money's on Andrew.
I think. Why?
I don't know.
That's pathetic.
That's pathetic.
So Andy married your sister. What are your thoughts on Andy? Let's hear it. Let's spill the beans.
What about the league or in general?
No, just on Andy in general. What are your thoughts on him?
Well, for 2 years I thought he was a dickhead.
Yep.
And I thought he was being nice.
Can't blame you.
He was trying to slide in. Mm-hmm. Like I had the worst. What's it called? Opinions on Andrew, because I thought it was too good to be true. I thought he was just trying to slide in. But then the third year, I realized.
Oh, there's a butt. Okay.
There's a butt, of course.
I was actually enjoying you ripping into him. Okay.
What's it called? I remember he used to come and he used to not say hi, I'd just stay in my room. Right?
Wow.
I started realizing, he said, hey, this guy is fucking not bad. He's pretty genuine. I was like, alright, let's see how it is. And turns out, me and him, I've got so much shit in common. My sister literally married me. I shit you not. We're the same. I'm telling you.
Interesting.
We're the youngest.
Okay. Yep.
What's it called? We had we weren't the favorite child, you know? We both went to RMIT. We both studied the same degree.
Okay, I thought we were even on the same wavelength until the degree thing. youngest child. Continue. I do share muzzing with you.
That's true. What's it called?
Okay, continue.
And she can. What's it called? He can meet my sister. She does my head in, and he's able to.
I don't. She does my head in too.
Yeah.
We love it a bit, but
you know. The biggest ball buster, but Andy can take
it.
Yeah?
You know, Andy, if anyone can wear it, it's Andy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Well, it was a pleasure to have you on, Yang. Yang. Yash. We got there eventually. Pleasure to have you on, mate. And we'll send you a link so you can listen to this. So this might be a triple contribution. We've already had Joshy on, but now we're going to get the self-confessed woats of the league. Winnie, what are your thoughts on everything, including life, pickers, tonight? What's going on?
Life shit, pickers are shit, fantasy football shit.
Okay.
Are you having... My girlfriend!
Are you having a good night though?
Yeah, it's all right.
Are you drowning your sorrows on your season?
Yeah. I'm preparing for the Chen. Grundy will be back. Drop a 160 on Pickers Head.
Training as a forward, according to Mick, to Fly. Training as a forward. As a Pie supporter, I see him going 50-50 with Cameron in both duties. What are your thoughts?
It's better than a Paddy Ryder 30, so...
That's right. Okay, well, you know, time will tell.
I'm so shit that I'm going to get out of being the woke this year. Like, that's how shit I am. I just feel like it's destiny that I just somehow make an escape out of it.
Should we rename the Chen the Winnie?
If you do, then I'll probably just leave the league.
Well, you don't want you to leave, so we probably won't do that.
Yeah, the Chen has a nice ring to it. The Orbell sounds a bit shit. So.
What about the Winnie? The Winnie sounds right.
The what?
The ball bell.
Ball bell.
Well, they'll just leave the group and they'll never hear from you again.
Boom. All right, Winnie, it was good to have you on. Good to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, fuck off.
Fuck off? Okay, I'll fuck off.